there's definitely a black cloud hanging over the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and our county family.
The L.A. County Sheriff is mourning.
We have the highest unemployment rate at 5.4%.
California lost some jobs. Oh, yeah, and cult classic Clueless turns 30.
Cher, get in here.
What's up, Daddy?
What the hell is that?
A dress.
Says who?
Calvin Klein.
It looks like underwear.
Welcome to the L.A. Local for Friday, July 18th, 2025. It's brought to you by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Aaron Cooper. And did you know that today is National Sour Candy Day, National Caviar Day, National Nelson Mandela Day, and World Listening Day? So listen up, because here's what's coming up on today's L.A. Local. California and Nevada have tied for the highest unemployment rate in the U.S. WGA East and West are calling for an investigation after The Late Show with Stephen Colbert was abruptly canceled, and a cult classic is turning 30 years old today. But first, sheriff's deputies and other law enforcement in L.A. County are investigating a fatal explosion at a training facility in East L.A. Here's what we know from Sheriff Robert Luna.
They were three sworn members who were fatally killed that were assigned to our arson explosives detail. No other department members were injured or transported to any hospitals. This is, unfortunately, the largest loss of life for us as the LA County Sheriff's Department since 1857.
There's still a lot we don't know about this tragic explosion, but with the advancement of AI, drones, and robots, it's times like this that make me wonder why these human jobs are not being replaced by drones and robots. Well, KNX spoke to Scott Sweeto, a retired special agent of the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Department, also known as the ATF. We asked him if robots could even replace deputies during these dangerous missions.
There are so many variables that go into it, so many decisions that have to be made second by second when you're dealing with these things. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but you have robots, if they are to be functional and walking around, they're powered by electricity, and explosives don't like electricity. They don't like heat shock or friction. Many explosives are set off by electric blasting caps, which require literally millivolts of electricity to set them off. So I would be very leery about having a robot physically carry them. Now, having said that, you'll certainly recall seeing the Sheriff's Department, FBI, ATF, LAPD using robots to do certain aspects of explosives work. So they may aim a disruptor at a suspect package for the purpose of opening it up. Essentially, it's like a water cannon. It's going to rip that package open so that it could be examined. Their military uses robots to actually carry live explosives downrange to put them on suspected roadside bombs to do essentially countercharging.
So I guess while robots can be useful, unfortunately, humans have to be involved in these kinds of jobs, which is why Sweeto says there's so much training involved. Speaking of jobs, California and Nevada have tied for the highest unemployment rate in the U.S. in June. That rate was 5.4%. 44 states had unemployment rates at or lower than the national rate, which was 4.1%. I talked to former California Labor Department Director Michael Burnick, who says the state lost jobs in many private sector industries, a.k.a. white-collar jobs. He says there are a few reasons for this. Trump tariffs, recent ICE raids, and, yep, AI. He says that we're starting to feel the impacts of AI coming for entry-level jobs and basic jobs in information, technology, financial services, and business services. Okay, Michael. What should people who lose their jobs know now?
Well, the good news is there's an enormous, enormous amount of hiring that goes on each month in California. The numbers in terms of job creation, destruction, as well as people moving among jobs are enormous. So there are a lot of opportunities at any time. I've been involved in this now for nearly five decades, and things have changed. It is more difficult now, especially for white-collar jobs. Most white-collar jobs, decently paid white-collar jobs, will be getting multiples of tens, if not hundreds of applicants. So people who are maybe unemployed, applying for jobs and not getting interviews or not getting hired, shouldn't blame themselves.
So take a deep breath, connect with old colleagues, brush off that LinkedIn profile, and get to work. And if you feel down and out about losing your job, you're not alone. Come May 2026, late night host Stephen Colbert will be out of a job too, and there's growing speculation over it. WGA East and West have called for an investigation to see if The Late Show with Stephen Colbert was canceled over political reasons. The union, which represents show writers, is concerned that the move by Paramount to cancel The Late Show may be sacrificing free speech to gain favor with the Trump administration. President Trump, by the way, posted on Truth Social saying, in his words, "I absolutely love that Colbert got fired," and went on to say, "Jimmy Kimmel is next." Paramount announced the show's cancellation 48 hours after Colbert criticized the company's $16 million settlement of a lawsuit brought on by Trump against 60 Minutes and CBS News. What did Colbert call the settlement again?
This kind of complicated financial settlement with a sitting government official has a technical name in legal circles. It's big fat bribe.
Right. The WGA is calling on New York State Attorney General Letitia James to launch an investigation into potential wrongdoing at Paramount. During last night's early Friday morning show, Senator Adam Schiff called out Trump's fear-mongering.
He wants to make universities afraid. He wants to make immigrants afraid. He wants to make citizens afraid. He wants to make news organizations, CBS and Paramount, afraid. He wants to make ABC afraid. And he is succeeding.
Paramount, the parent company of CBS, says the decision was purely financial.
2-2 to Shea. It's high in the air to deep left field.
Longtime Dodger third baseman Ron Say is getting inducted into the Legends of Dodger Baseball at tonight's game against the Brewers. It's an honor that was a long time coming. Fans at the game are also going to get a Ron Say bobblehead. Say, who's 76 now, was a six-time All-Star with the Dodgers and played the first 12 seasons of his 17-year Major League career with the team. That home run you just heard came at the beginning of Game 3 of the 1981 World Series against the Yankees, which sparked a four-game win streak that helped the Dodgers win a title.
Ew! Get off of me! Ugh, as if!
This 90s throwback is finally 30! Do you feel old yet? And Mattel is celebrating Clueless with a new line of, like, totally adorable Barbies inspired by the movie's main characters, Cher and Dion. And just like everything we love in this world, the dolls will cost ya $60 to be exact. But wait, Paramount wants you to spend even more money. I mean, it's also collaborating with American Girl, Uno, and Polly Pockets for limited edition Clueless merch. Street Food Cinema here in LA is also having a Clueless screening at La Cienega Park on Saturday. There will be a costume contest, so dress to impress. During the event, the mayor of Beverly Hills will officially declare July 19th Clueless Day. It's a millennial's dream. All right, everybody, this has been your LA Local for Friday, July 18th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Happy Friday to those who celebrate, and have a great weekend. You've earned it. See y'all on Monday.